argument, if anybody knows about the teleological argument. It's not a logical fallacy. There are only four possible ways, and if there's a fifth, you can share it with me, but as far as I know, there's no other way. Four possible ways how the universe came to be. It's a figment of all our imagination. We're all dreaming the same dream. And if you believe that, I want to see you walk across the street without looking. The second way is that it came from nothing. And according to the law of the energy, conservation of energy, you can't get more energy out of a system than what you put in it. What I mean by that is your car is not going to run unless you put gas in it. It's just going to sit there. It's going to do nothing. So if you have nothing, how can something come from nothing? It can't. Nothing cannot create something. The third possible way is it always existed. Well, then they'll say, well, it was always here. Well, we know that can't be true either because of the second law of energy, which states everything will reach maximum entropy or disorder. I'm going to try to keep simple this down too, sorry. Well, this is the really tough word. Denny can bear with help understand that this is a very difficult word to try to understand and explain. Basically, everything will get to the point where it has no more useful energy. You're not taking energy away or introducing energy. It just will become to the point where all the stars in the universe and everything will dissipate so far from each other that they can no longer do anything useful. Well, if it always existed, we would have already reached that point. It's kind of like saying you lit a birthday candle and it will always burn forever and ever and ever. It can't happen. It's going to reach a point when it has no more useful work. That's about as simple as I can make it. The last possible way is it was intelligently designed, that there is an intelligent designer, and the order we see in the universe has a purpose. And as far as I'm concerned with looking at things like the water and framing really cool roofs, and you see the structure and the order in it, God is an awesome God, and thankful for that. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you.